We're going to move on now to the third agenda item. This is an update from Neely and from Lee. Just the feedback from previous advisory council meetings. Neely, shall I hand it to you or to Lee?
I can go ahead and start. I am going to try to be technologically sophisticated here and share my screen. Bill, if you can tell me if that worked, can you see the slides on your screen?
Very nicely done, Neely. Yes, I can.
Excellent. Okay. Well, it's great to see everybody. I hope next year we can actually meet in person. But what we wanted to do with this session is give you some feedback on how your advice over the past few years has been influencing and being incorporated into the foundation's strategic thinking. So both at the level of the trustees and the board, as well as leadership. And you might recall that this was a piece of feedback that you had shared with us in the small group meetings that Bill had conducted in April and May of this year. And so we'd like to try to be responsive to that feedback. And two questions for you. The first is, of course, whether you have any comments or questions on the slide deck itself in terms of how we are incorporating your feedback. And then secondly, is whether this format of the report is helpful to you. We've tried different formats of a feedback report in the past, and not sure if we've always managed to be successful in trying to close that feedback loop. So we are very interested in your thoughts on the report as well. So hopefully you've had a chance to read this paper. I won't go into everything in detail, just to highlight a few points, and then I'll turn the floor over to you. In the last 6 months since our last advisory council meeting, we've collectively been thinking of a number of strategic topics, and they can be broken down into four areas, that being the relevance of the work that we're doing, the risk associated with the work that we're doing, how we're doing that work, so the process, and some strategic matters related to IFRS standards themselves. And the takeaway from everything that you'll see in the slide deck is that the advice that you're providing is being communicated to the trustees, the board, and the staff, and it is being acted on. So I'll start off with the relevance category. And in this area, there have been four topics that have been the main areas of focus for all of us at leadership. The first, as you can imagine, is sustainability reporting. We'll be discussing more of that today and tomorrow. The second is the board's agenda consultation. You might recall that about a year ago, we had a conversation with you about what type of information to include in the board's consultation document on the agenda consultation to ensure that the board received the feedback that it needed to make the best decisions about its priorities. In October, so just last week, the board decided on the contents of the request for information, and the decisions were largely in line with the recommendations that we had discussed last year. And in our next meeting, we plan to bring back to you the actual request for information that will be published in March, with the intention of discussing with you your views on the board's priorities for the next 5 years. And then the final relevance that have been that we've been focusing on since the last meeting. The first is monitoring adoption. You might recall at the last meeting, we had presentations from the Basel Committee, IMF, and IOSCO about how they monitor adoption for their standards and policies, and the success factors in their approach and their resources, as well as the benefits of their approach. So we've been thinking through the advice that you've provided us, and we've started updating and formalizing our internal processes, as well as establishing a team that's dedicated to focusing on monitoring adoption. And then finally, we've been doing some more thinking on the IFRS taxonomy. We've talked about this a few times in the past, and part of what we're working on right now is how we will characterize the IFRS taxonomy, or how we will discuss it in the upcoming agenda consultation that'll be published next year. And then also just thinking through some more of the strategy behind the IFRS taxonomy. So again, we will come back to you at the next meeting with a little bit of a deeper dive on the IFRS taxonomy to get your feedback on the prioritization vis-a-vis everything else that the board does. But one thing I would note here, in your conversations about sustainability today and tomorrow, you may want to think about the technology aspect and digital consumption of reporting, and whether there is an element of the IFRS taxonomy that might play a role there, and if so, what are the implications? So there is connectivity with the sustainability discussions as well. Moving on to risk, you might recall we've had a couple of conversations about risk management, and most significantly in the last 6 months, we have been dealing with all of the risks that have been arising from COVID-19. And although we haven't had a specific discussion about COVID-19, your advice is very helpful for us because we can draw on it and apply it to the new situations that we're dealing with. So in particular, one of our biggest concerns and areas of focus is related to our human capital and ensuring that we attract and retain talent as well as keep them safe. And in September of 2018, we had a pretty in-depth discussion about ways to attract and retain talent. And we've been incorporating that into our COVID-19 strategy over the past 6 months, as well as how we plan to deal with things when hopefully soon life returns to our new normal. Moving on to how we do our work, we've been thinking through improving how we engage with our stakeholders. This is constantly an evolutionary process. And one of the things that we've been looking at is our digital engagement. So we've had a number of conversations on this as well. And you can see from the slide how we've incorporated it and how we are continuing to progress the work that we're doing there. In addition, as Sue already mentioned, we published the due process handbook, and this is affecting some of the early conversations that we had without agenda decisions and effects analysis. And then finally, we have been thinking more about key performance indicators. This was a topic from our last meeting, and we expect further discussion with the trustees about KPIs to measure the effectiveness of our stakeholder engagement, our risk mitigation strategies, and the timeliness of the work that the board does. And then finally, with IFRS standards, you can see on this last slide that there are three strategic components to the work that the board is doing on the standards. The first is responding to and monitoring the implications of COVID-19 from a technical standpoint. The second is disclosure of sensitive information. And then the final is IFRS for SMEs and the request for information that we currently, or that actually the consultation of which currently or recently closed. And all of these areas we have spoken about in some manner, again with COVID-19, although we didn't specifically talk to you about COVID-19, the feedback that you've provided to us in the past about how we engage with our stakeholders, about maintaining flexibility in our approach while still ensuring that we meet due process and timeliness has resonated with us and has impacted the strategy that we're using in proceeding with our COVID-19 work. So with that, I will pause to see, Lee, if you wanted to add anything or highlight anything from your perspective, and then we can open the floor to the members.
Thank you, Nellie. Just what really one quick matter, which is when we did the update from the trustees and the foundation, the two documents which gave a sense around what was occurring in the last two trustee meetings both had reference to the engagement with Bill as the chair of the advisory council. So I do want to just continue to give that sense, the engagement with the council. Nellie's covered it very thoroughly through the presentation, but also there's an opportunity nearly at every meeting for the chair of the advisory council to continue that flow of communication. Thank you.
Lee, that's a very good point. I appreciate you adding that. The meetings of the trustees in which I participate, I think I've been have been very good. I think the questions asked of me were spot on, insightful, and so I think there's good value there, and I appreciate having been asked to participate. Okay, Neely, thank you very much for your thorough review. Let's hear from members. Sybil, first to you, please.
Thank you for the update. It's better to understand which suggestion of ours have already been implemented. I do have a little bit concerned about the structure of that feedback. There's a retrospective approach from the advisory council view provided 3 to 5 years, but on the left side of the slides, focus seems more on recent issues within the trustees. So, according to me, I may misunderstood. What is left open is the advices that have been given but not yet adopted by the trustees. So, having know that might help us to create a better future agenda for advisory council, according to me, or allocate our focus more on the issues open, and if you would like to stress more on some strategic issues that the trust, the IFRS Foundation should focus on in the future. So that's my main concern. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Sybil. Before I ask Neely or Lee to respond further questions, let's hear from Javier.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Lee. Thank you very much for your comments. I was just to mention three things that you already have addressed here, and I think that I would definitely encourage to keep and continue working on that. I think the monitoring a strategy or adoption that you are mentioning, I think definitely I will support that idea you are doing. I think that having a team, as we mentioned, and we spent a lot of time in the past about that, is a good idea, and definitely I think we should move forward on that. I think for us investor, at the end of the day, if there is not a consistency between the different jurisdictions in implementation, obviously part of the purpose of comparability is not there. So definitely it's a very good approach. Secondly, on the engagement, the stakeholders' engagement also, I think it's a very good step that you move in that direction. And I think under one person, if I understand correctly, as it is right now, it's going to be now the different stakeholders commenting and having access to that. So I think that I will coordinate and have a much better view of the different stakeholders' approach on implementation. And the third one, I think on the KPIs that I see a lot of work still is going to be done there, I think would be good maybe next time to be a little more specific on what will be the KPIs, because also we spent a lot of time in the last session, last time I talking about that, that you are going or is going to be focusing on. I think that I think would be very, very good to know in that sense, because again, at the end of the day, it's a matter of usefulness for everyone. So that would be my three comments on the presentation. I think it reflects to me what we have been discussing. And in terms of the structure that has been mentioned as well, maybe on the right side that is talking about the past, maybe somewhere to mention what is next step, just to say your next step or next thing moving on will be ABC, period. Otherwise, I think it's has a very good, to me, very good picture of what you are doing and what has been done. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Very good, Javier. Thank you very much. Let's hear from Giuseppe, please. Hi, Giuseppe.
Thank you so much for your presentation. It's actually very rewarding as a member of the advisory council to see that the advice is actually looked at and acted on. And in particular, I would like to ask if you have any comments on what you wrote, the need to be a learning organization and breadth and depth of required skills in the light of two challenges, the challenges of technology, which is even made more acute in a sense by the changes related to COVID, and second, the sustainability reporting project, which may require, learning new skills or putting together a different skill set. Thank you.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Neely, Lee, can I ask for your responses, your reactions?
Sure. Lee, I'm happy to answer a few of the points, and then maybe that works.
No problem. Sounds good.
Sure. Great to hear from all of you. Sybil, Javier, and Giuseppe, you had some specific points about the format of the report. So providing the advice that has not yet been adopted, what are the next steps? Actually, those were the 2 points, and those are very helpful. I will make sure that we get that for the next report. In terms of, Javier, your point on KPIs and providing some more specifics at the next session, we can certainly do that. You're exactly right in that it's still very early days, which is why we didn't have too much to report on right now, but we will have more for the next meeting. And Giuseppe, your point about being a learning organization and considerations about technology and sustainability, I'll speak to the technology point. And it's been a learning experience for us, but we have been able to maintain the sorts of training and developmental conversations with our staff, even in a COVID-19 virtual environment. We've been trying very hard to still replicate some of the in-person training and in-person conversations that we would normally have in the office, but doing so virtually. It's not as perfect, but we think it's important to continue that momentum that we had started a few years ago. And on the technology point, we've also actually been managing to invite technological experts to come in and talk to us about how we can do our jobs better using technology, as well as training sessions on the IFRS taxonomy. So we're sort of hitting it from both angles, doing training through technology and doing training about technology. Lee, could I turn things over to you about monitoring adoption and maybe sustainability as well?
Yes. Why don't I just tackle sustainability as we were there? So, Giuseppe, if I understood your question correctly, it was about continuing to refresh and think about skill sets and experience that you need in order to address the changing themes that are upon it. And I fully agree with that. I think with sustainability, given where we're at, we're still in a consultation period. We need to understand more of where people's views are, particularly around demand. But let us take that away and reflect on it, depending on where we go with our consultation. And in terms of monitoring, I think all I'd say is fully agree, and we will continue to focus on that as an important area over as we go forward.
All right, thank you very much, Lee. Thank you very much, Neely. Before we move to the next agenda item, which is really the main event for today and tomorrow, and that's sustainability reporting, any final questions for Neely or for Lee regarding feedback from the Advisory Council's input? Okay, very good. Thank you again, Neely and Lee.